Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Tom Bologna, CEO and President of Orchid Cellmark. The company trades on NASDAQ. The ticker symbol is ORCH. And Orchid Cellmark is a worldwide provider of identity DNA testing services. Thanks for joining us today, Tom.
Thank you.
Great. Start off by talking about the company's quarterly results, which were particularly strong despite the economic conditions.
Yeah, we released our first quarter results for ending March 31st for 2008 relative to 2009, and we were quite pleased. Most importantly, because our operating loss decreased from around $2.9 million in the first quarter of 2008 to approximately $1 million in the first 3 months of 2009. But more importantly, because so much of our business, or approximately half of our business, is in the UK, one of the things that was rather interesting is the FX rate, as you know, the dollar, you know, versus the British pound. And if we were to look at our first quarter results on constant dollar basis, our loss of $1,000,016, or about $1 million, was actually a loss of around $606,000. So really, when you compare it on a constant dollar basis, our first quarter 2008 loss dropped from about $2.9 million to approximately $600,000. So we were quite pleased.
Great. And so talk a little bit about your two business segments. I know in the intro we talked about the DNA testing. Also talk a little bit about, you know, the agricultural applications and, you know, some of the services that you provide.
Sure. Well, our business is really just two primary business segments. The first segment is our forensics business. And the best way to describe that is like a lot of what you see on TV, CSI. In other words, we have what we call our casework business, which is what you see at CSI. And then we also have our databasing, which is taking a lot of DNA and then putting it into the databases, whether it be at the federal or state level in the states. And in the UK, there's a national database, which is called PACE. In the United States, we do that in two facilities. Our casework is all done out of our Dallas operation, and our databasing is done out of Nashville. In the UK, which is about half of our business, we have a large facility in Abington, which is a group of buildings. Then we just built another facility in northwestern part of the UK as a result of so much business that we're winning. The other portion of our business is our paternity business, and that we do a lot of government business here in the States, and we also have a private paternity business in the United States. We have our operations here are based in the States, are based in Dayton, Ohio, and then we have a smaller operation in East Lansing, Michigan. And then in the UK, all of our paternity business is done out of our Abington facility. We do have a small agricultural business, but it's relatively small. So right now, our real focus is primarily on forensics and paternity.
And how is the company poised to capture a major share of the emerging U.S. Forensics markets?
Kind of interesting. In the United States, it's a relatively growth market. It's relatively small compared to the UK. The UK is actually way ahead of the United States in using this technology on a per capita basis. But in the United States, a couple of things are happening that's really very, very interesting. First and foremost is what we call all arrestee legislation. I mean, every day we read more and more publications about where someone is freed as a result of DNA evidence or put away because of DNA evidence. And this is clearly a market that is growing rather nicely in the States. Simply put, many of the states, and I believe there's 16 of them now, have initiated what we call all arrestee legislation, where if you are arrested, you'll have your DNA taken. Think of it as like the 21st century fingerprint. And also in the States, what's interesting is one of the key states that just started this year is California, which obviously is one of the bigger states here in the United States. Also, at the national level, at the federal level, all the rest of the legislation has also been implemented. So we expect this market to grow rather nicely. And the reason I say that is in the UK, they've had all the rest of the legislation for quite some time. That market is quite sizable. I mean, just to give you a feel for it, in the UK, DNA evidence is used for most crimes. For example, something as simple as burglaries, where many times they'll get hit 50% of the time. We haven't even really started that here in the United States. We're still working primarily on what I would call violent crime.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's not. It's just used for and a lot of it's kind of like backtracking. Yeah, they were just a case of someone being exonerated. Last month, it was like the Central Park rapist from like the 70s, and now that it's just
exactly.
Going through like retrograde DNA tests, he's getting exonerated. So, talk about some of the what differentiates Orchid from the other players in your sector.
I would say there's quite a few things. I mean, first and foremost, I would say the quality of the work that we perform. And a good example to that would be to describe what happened recently in the UK. In the UK, there are three primary big players. One is called FSS, or Forensic Science Services, which is basically a GovCo. Then there's a private equity shop called LGC. And, of course, there's Orchid Cellmark. And what's so exciting about what's happening in the UK is as follows. Beginning about 2 years ago, in 2006, the UK decided to really put all of their forensics work, for all practical purposes, out to tender. And at that time, there were really two big players, namely FSS and LGC. We started bidding for that work, and in 2006, we started. And then it was awarded last year, and we won a huge portion of that business. And the reason being is there's 43 police forces in the UK, and under this pilot program, which we call the Northwest Southwest, the Wales Regional Tender, 14 of them went out for bid together. We won a big, big portion of that business. And now the remaining 29 police forces are going out to bid over approximately the next 2 years. In fact, that's the reason why we're building a new facility or satellite facility in the northwestern portion of the UK, because of so much business that we won. So there's two points to be made here. The first point is we won so much of that business because our reputation is phenomenal. I mean, we are considered one of the best, if not the best, forensics shops, in the UK. And secondly, I think it clearly demonstrates how valuable this technology really is, at least in the UK, now coming more and more to the States. Now, if we were to look at the States, it's also rather interesting why we're doing relatively well. A good example of that would be about a year ago, we won the entire state of Florida for all of their paternity testing. It was interesting that business was all put out for bid, and we won that business at a higher price than our leading competitor, and we did extraordinarily well. Again, quality matters. Turnaround time or how quickly you get the results matters, and really what is the value proposition. And the reason we're doing so well is because we have quite a good value proposition.
Well, great. Yeah, so I guess, not just cost is important, but also, what they're going to get for that cost. That certainly speaks volumes. And so talk a little bit, perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Tom, as well as that of the key management team at Orchid.
Sure. I came to Orchid in the spring of 2006. That's when I really started to turn around. And to give you a feel for it, the company was bleeding pretty badly. I mean, there were quite a few problems. I believe in the first quarter before I got here, the company lost about $6 million on $12 million in revenue. I'd have to go back and check those numbers. But, I mean, it was pretty severe. We had to do quite a bit of work on it. My background is pretty straightforward. My undergraduate degree is in engineering. My master's degree is in business. I worked for some of the larger companies, Warner Lambert for a few years, and Becton Dickinson here, where I was president of the Diagnostic Systems Division. And then from there, I went out to California, and I built a company called GemProbe Incorporated. I turned that around. We took it public, and then I sold it. That was a Kleiner Perkins company. From there, I started a company called ScriptGen Pharmaceuticals up in Boston with a few other people. We actually bought the company out from someone else, and we got that one going. Then I went back to California, did some more work there. Then off to Ostex up in Seattle, and turned that company around and sold that to Inverness Medical. Then turned around another company called Corex Pharmaceuticals. And then I sold that to Pfizer, and then I came out here. So my background is pretty much turning around companies, fixing them, and creating shareholder value. I have a really
great.
The management.
Oh, go ahead, continue.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say. So in regards to some of the major milestones and objectives, what specific goals and you know, and if you want to finish off the last thought, what specific goals has the management team set for the company over the next few quarters?
Well, we don't give guidance going forward. We give what we call baseline factors, whereby we say this is what everyone should assume that the company will do, at least this, and then we will build upon that. But
certainly,
in a nutshell, our real goals are as follows: to continually grow the UK business like we have, and it's been quite a unique growth projection there. And in the States, complete the turnaround, which is essentially on track very, very nicely, and then to start really building the U.S. business accordingly. And we also said that we would grow this company both organically and by way of acquisitions. And in fact, I should have pointed out, we made our first acquisition in 2007. We acquired Reliagene. They had a fairly good operation in New Orleans. We bought that business, and by the second half of 2008, we had all of that business integrated into our other facilities in the United States, and it became accretive. So we've been doing pretty well because we believe this industry is undergoing some sense of consolidation.
Great. Well, yeah, you basically answered my next question, which was in regards to M&A opportunity. So in the as far as future growth, will it be still a combination of both?
Yes, that's the plan.
Great. And so you talked a little bit about shareholder value, and do you think that right now investors understand the general direction of the company?
Probably not as well as we would like, but it seems like the shareholders that do know about the company have done rather well. I mean, obviously with the financial meltdown, we got hit pretty badly like everyone else. But if one was to look at our value and our cash position, et cetera, I mean, for example, we ended the first quarter with $14.4 million in cash. And our market cap after the financial meltdown, we have about approximately 30 million shares in stock. So assume a dollar a share just to make it easy. And you can see just our cash value alone, not to mention the opportunities going forward, namely the growth that we're experiencing in the UK and how the U.S. is playing out exactly as we had anticipated it would.
So go ahead.
We're pretty excited about where the whole market is going and our position in that marketplace.
Good. And once again, joining us today is Tom Bologna, CEO and President of Orchid Cellmark. Company trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol is ORCH. Currently trading at $1.23 a share. The company posted gross margins were over 4 basis points over the last quarter. And so before we conclude, Tom, what are some of the key reasons why Orchid Cellmark, ORCH, represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, I think for a number of reasons. First of all, we believe there's some sizable opportunities out there. I mean, unfortunately, crime is not going to go away. We have an evolving U.S. market with new emerging segments, namely like property crimes and what have you. We see the U.K. market undergoing this totally new tendering process, which really we're at the right place at the right time, and it's really an unprecedented opportunity for a company like Orchid Cellmark. So even in a marketplace where it's relatively mature, it's really great opportunity for us, and probably most importantly, we've been able to demonstrate our ability to win new tendered business, as I've mentioned before, in the Northwest, Southwest, and Wales regional tender. At the same time, there are really formidable barriers of entry, at least we believe, for this company. The availability of expertise and skilled staff, I mean, this is not easy work to do, but nevertheless, it is highly valued work. Understanding the markets, we believe this business is very, very scalable. And there's really an appreciation for proven expertise. So in the end, we believe the markets are going in the right direction. In other words, the wind is to our back, and we have the wherewithal and the critical mass to really capitalize on accessing these markets in a bigger way.
Well, great. And we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thank you very much.